With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An illegal alien is accused of shooting and wounding a couple of New York police officers.
New York City police say two officers were shot in Queens overnight after stopping a man on a moped driving the wrong way. One shot in his leg, the other his chest. Mayor Eric Adams held up the bulletproof vest that he says saved the officer.
This is a bullet hole. Because of this vest, a young police officer is going home.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban says police were investigating a robbery pattern where the thieves used mopeds when they spotted the 19-year-old. The suspect was shot in the ankle. All three are recovering. Police say the 19-year-old is from Venezuela, entered the country illegally, and was living in a migrant shelter. Julie Walker, New York.
Hunter Biden's trial on federal firearms charges now underway in Delaware. Jury selection. Prosecutors say Biden illegally bought a gun in October of 2018. Falsely swearing on a federal form that he had not used drugs. When it comes to relief from rising gas prices, looks like we can forget about getting any help from the Saudis and their oil-producing allies, including Russia. They're extending deep crude production output.
Oil prices have slumped even in the face of turmoil in the Middle East and the start of the summer travel season. The OPEC Plus alliance, made up of members of the producers' cartel and allied countries, including Russia, decided at an online meeting to carry 5.8 billion barrels in production cuts into next year. Higher prices would support Russia in its war against Ukraine.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. Two dozen people were shot. One died. A mass shooting in Akron, Ohio. This happened early yesterday morning during a birthday party. At last word, there were no arrests. On Wall Street, stocks mixed. The Dow down about 108 points. On the NASDAQ, trading 94 points higher. And the S&P is up 4 points. This is SRN News. America's moral compass has changed.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana could soon become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. The legislation receiving final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the commandments in a large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, ranging from kindergarten class all the way through to state-funded universities. This is SRN News. Have you ever heard of magnet fishing? Well, it's proven very profitable for one couple in the Big Apple.
James Kane and Barbie Agostini spend their days throwing a giant magnet on a rope into ponds, rivers, and canals in New York City. They hit the jackpot on Friday when they cast their magnet into a lake in the borough of Queens in New York. When the line came back up, there was a safe attached to it. When they managed to open it, they couldn't believe their eyes. It was stuffed with bundles of $100 bills that amounted to around $100,000. Police say that because it's not attached to a crime and no one knows who it belonged to, the couple can keep it.
Yeah, that's a BBC's Wendy Urquhart. Southwest Airlines going back to federal court in hopes of reversing an $800,000 award to a flight attendant, says she was fired for her pro-life views. More details, SRNnews.com.